Hello and welcome to Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. This evening I'm focusing on how a local tourism group came together to promote and market a part of Donegal that has an awful lot to offer. I'm talking about the area around Mulroy Bay in the north of the county, and taking in the likes of Milford and Fannad and Carrigart, and also Downings and Cranford. This is an area of considerable beauty, and thanks to the endeavours of the Mulroy Drive Tourism Group, a visitor's guide has been produced, and there is now also an impressive website which could indeed be a template for other areas. It gives you a real insight into the region, ranging from accommodation to adventure sports, walks and beaches, local history, and indeed many local and weekly events. This area has a lot more to offer than many may realise, and significantly, tourism is a major player in terms of providing local employment. So, to find out more about the Mulroy Bay area, and more specifically, the mulroydrive.com website, and much about what lies north of Letterkenny, I've been getting an update from Paddy Logue, chairperson of the Mulroy Drive Tourism Group. I began by putting it to him that essentially what the group was aiming to do was to create a tool that could be used to get the message out about what the area has to offer and to try and attract greater numbers of visitors.
Yes, well, that'd be right, Chris. Basically, we were formed 12 or 14 years ago to promote business in the Mulroy Drive area, which is all around Mulroy Drive. The committee's drawn from Kirriekeel, Milford and Cranford here, and we got on very well, but then we decided to maybe stretch it out a bit and to get, for the tourism end, Faulty Island convinced us that again, Letterkenny, Milford municipal area to cover that area, because there's quite a lot for tourism in it to promote, and we thought they convinced us to call it Mulroy Drive in North Donegal and to try and promote everything within that area.
Now, it's one thing having a publication, but we live in an age that, of course, there's websites or social media channels, and I suppose they all dovetail into one another. And you were very much active in getting the whole promotion of the Mulroy Bay area online. So tell us how that all took off.
Yes, well, you're right in saying about we published our booklet at the beginning of January, but there's a lot of things that the booklet can't cover. So we had a website. It wasn't a standalone website. It was through the Milford Resource Centre, and we have to thank them for using their webpage. But 3 years ago, we decided we would need to go a standalone website, and we worked with a firm called Inish Media, and they set it up. But unfortunately, they closed shop, so then we had to take it on ourselves then from there on. We had the template, but we got all the information from the old website and gathered it all and all the new information and put the whole lot together. And basically it's an information tool for to let people know, both locally and away coming on holidays here, of what's in the area, with from beaches to golf courses to anything at all that we think we might want to avail of.
Now, I've been looking at the website, which is www.mulroydrive.com, and I have to say it's great to go on to a website that's very clear. It comes up very quickly. There's your various options. There's a homepage and then subsections. Very easy to navigate. And I know, Paddy, that was something that you were very keen to make sure would be the end product, that people could go on. It wouldn't be complicated. And as they say, it does what it says on the tin.
Yeah, well, I hope it does anyway. But basically, to start off with, I just think that people don't have the patience to sit for half a minute trying to find, or a minute find what they're looking for. And I'm not exactly a computer whiz kid myself. So I basically wanted the main things to highlight at the beginning, which would be the accommodation, easy to find, and all the campsites and hotels, guest houses, and then on other outline, other different things like outdoor events and history of the area and stuff. But it would be simple and it's easy, but above all, it wouldn't take you more than 10 seconds to find what you're looking for. And that's the goal of it, to be honest.
Now, as I say, I've been looking at the website, and just when you go on it and you click, again, you need people in the area to help you to develop this. So the What's On section, for example, if people go in there, it's like a calendar of events that are coming up. And the more information that you're supplied, the more you can put on. And indeed, it helps everybody.
Yeah, well, now that is only a recent thing that we've added in the last 2 months. And basically how it works is we have over 45 businesses on our website directly, and they can basically add anything to that, and they submit their information on to us, then we just verify it and it goes up. It stays up until the date of the event expires, and at that date then it goes off. So basically it's geared towards the next month. Everything is happening in the next month. Now it's a work in progress. And it'll depend, as you say, on the venues and that supplying and information. We have a very good Facebook page as well with a lot of hits on it. So we use the Facebook page to drive it to the website and to drive it to the What's On page on the website. Again, that's only a new development on it, and it will take a bit of work, and we'll build it over time, hopefully.
Another of the sections that you have is places to stay. And as you've mentioned, whilst your main focus of attention really is the whole Cranford, Milford, Fannad, Mulroy area, by having Letterkenny in it, that's important, because people might take somewhere like Letterkenny and that would be their base, and then they'd go out and explore parts of North Donegal, including where you are, and places to stay. When you actually go through it, there's probably a lot more there than people realise, because we've not just got the hotels, we've got the guest houses, there's B&Bs, self-catering, hostels, caravan and camping, and you've got a great selection there on the website.
We had to widen our horizon because we were limited in the amount of accommodation we had along Mulroy Drive. But when you go into Letterkenny and you take the amount of hotels that's in Letterkenny, I think there's 8 in the town itself and there's 12 altogether. That's an awful lot of bed nights that's coming into the area. And also then when you go to places like Downings and down around Melmore and Downings, the amount of tourists that come to Downings every year is just amazing. And so we're trying to connect the Nine River with Mullen. Like this, when you spread the whole thing out, there is a big tourist trade in that whole area. So that is what we are trying to do, that someone to bring them to the area first of all, and when they're here, show them what's on and highlight the things that matter.
And the type of tourists that we get, Paddy, has changed over the years. And I know we were speaking before we came on air, the fact that particularly continental visitors to Ireland, and a lot of people, they would plan their trip here well in advance. And that's where the website and things like this really come into their own, because people can go on to this. They might say, we're going to do a day here, a day there, and they'll come and they'll have their itinerary planned out. And as you've mentioned, there are so many attractions, and particularly the great outdoors, and a lot of the people coming to this part of the world, look, they know they're not necessarily going to get great weather. They'll come semi-prepared, and be it a windy day, a sunny day, lashing rain, the delights of the beaches of Donegal, there's so much to offer.
That's exactly what we're trying to do. And like the golf courses, for example, we have all the golf courses in the area on it. And if they like the photo of the golf course and the details, but if they click on it, it goes directly to the website of the golf course and they can book their game of golf. There's walking and cycle routes on the page as well. And like they can take a short or a long walk or cycle around these or on back roads in Donegal County Council. We're very lucky that I've got local people in every area to give me all the local information. Now, a lot of this information is now stored. It would have been lost if we had nicknames on bridges or braes and things, but it's all, and like there's 10 of them around the Mulroy Drive itself. So there's a lot of stuff, information that it's good to get it down, and because when it goes on record, it's a lot of, that we wouldn't even locally know, and or they're on our doorstep. But visitors come in, they do, especially from continent, they tend to plan their trip and they look for information on where they're going, what's to visit, and this is what we hope our website will do, and we're targeting that type of a trade. And as I say, Donegal is a massive county for tourism to promote, and it's very difficult for like a Fáilte and Donegal tourism. Like they have Donegal town to the west of the county to Inishowen. So we're just trying to highlight our area and produce as much information as we can for that area.
Significantly, Paddy, there's a big employment spin-off. Tourism so important to places like the Mulroy area. And as you've touched on there, we've seen, I think it's fair to say, an explosion in the amount of people who are interested in the various outdoor pursuits. You've mentioned there about the great walks that you have in the area. There's kayaking, there's surfing, there's mountaineering, there's fishing. And these support a lot of not just enterprises, but a lot of small self-employed businesses as well.
Yeah, well, that is one of our goals, because it's very difficult for small enterprises to get their name out and to get it, say, to a visitor in Holland or France or Germany that might be thinking of coming. They don't have the resources to do it. And maybe by putting it all together on the one page, we can do it. I mean, to be fair, in the last 5 years, the amount of small enterprise businesses that have started up, like through kayaking and boat trips and on Sheephaven and stuff, there's a lot more for people to do now, but it's getting it highlighted and so the visitor can know that it's there. I mean, we have alpaca farm and Downings and stuff like that. That was unheard of before, and that's the kind of thing we try to promote. And then, as you say, we don't have the weather, but we have so much amenities indoors, like even in Letterkenny, like, you know, you have the bowling alley, you have the theatre, you have the cinema, you know, so much to do that brings people into it when they're in there. So if it is a bad day, there's something for them to do, and that's what we want to, we're striving to do, to let them know of all the other activities that we also have in the area.
Paddy, many famous small industries are around the whole Mulroy area, including McNutt's of Downings, which is world famous.
Yes, well, I have to confess that I wouldn't have been in it that often, but I was in it about 3 months ago, and I seen they had a new website up. And it's only when you go into it and you talk to the staff there and you realise they export online now all over the world, and 3/4 of their trade is probably on export through online material. But when you walk into it, there's a real ambience of tweed and the smell and the textures you can feel, and like, it's just an amazing shop to visit, and it's well worth a visit if you're in this part of Donegal and Downings. And it's people know McNutt's tweed is known worldwide, and their fabrics and their quality is top class.
And one of the areas that's probably been the most prosperous has certainly been golf. We've got Rory McIlroy having done so well of late. Of course, there's the Open at Portrush, and certainly on that side of things, the outlook for people connected in any way with the whole sector of golf, it looks to be very encouraging.
Yeah, well, golf, as I say, is one of the main highlights. I mean, we have a number, like Fannett Lighthouse is a massive boost to the area as well. But golf, and I suppose we have to mention the Casey family for promoting golf, because they tend to send out 10 people out to shows in Florida every January. And this highlights, and the like of our website, people can go on it and look, see what's in the area and see what the golf courses are like. But they have their own promotion and stuff with them. But, like, golf brings people to, what we are trying to do is trying to extend the season into May and June and September and October. And golf is one of those things that brings them at any time of year. The weather, while it's not always perfect, it's reasonable enough for a game of golf, you know.
We've mentioned the beaches, Paddy. I know on the website you've picked out a number of them. You've got some great photographs there which instantly give people an idea of just how spectacular some of the beaches are. And even at a busy time of year, you can find yourself in a sheltered cove and you could be the only person there.
Yeah, well, like, it's very difficult when we're doing the beaches, because you wouldn't believe, we haven't covered half of the beaches, because we just, there's so many of them between, like, the Fannett Peninsula has something like 5 beautiful beaches, and, like, you have Melmore and Downings and all, but The beach is, like, you can walk on a beach in September, October, November. You can walk on 1st of January, like, in, if you have the gear for it. There's nothing more refreshing. So beaches have become an all-year-round facility that people use. It's not just for going swimming and stuff. Like, the new thing is healthy walking and healthy outdoors, and the fresh air coming off the sea air on all of the beaches coming in off the Atlantic is just, you couldn't get better, and that has become a big thing as well for all the beaches.
Relatively recently, of course, we had the whole development of the boardwalk down there near Carrigart. There's holiday homes around it, and it's brought a lot of people to the area.
Yes, that has been a real success for the area, and we're very lucky. The company now that has bought it is called Donegal Boardwalk, and they've regenerated the whole area down there. They've, as you say, the holiday homes, but they've also renovated the actual building itself, and the fantastic new restaurant and all in it. But the boardwalk is a fantastic experience. It's probably about a mile and a half, 2 miles, meanders along the sand dunes of and towards Tramore Beach in Downing's there, and it's just an amazing all. You're walking in timber the whole way, and it's all brand new, and a great place for taking families for a walk, and definitely it's a big asset to this area.
Now, we've always had the caravan and the mobile home business. Of course, the likes of Casey's Caravan Park and Downing's Knockalla Caravan Park. More laterally, we've touched on the camper vans are coming. There's camping in the area, and also glamping has got very popular. Again, the choice of accommodation, Paddy, seems to be widening all the time.
Well, that was what, as I mentioned earlier on, that is the difference in tourism now that I see. I mean, as you say, we have glamping in Port Salon. We have hot hubs and huts in Creasla. Like, there's, I think, four different types of them you can rent. And I was down in Melmore there, down towards the Murder Hole Beach, and there's four, like, there's three, four campsites down there. And, I mean, the spectacular scenery is down there. You just couldn't get the bit of it anywhere. And, like, then you have a new development, new company, and Kirikiel has just taken over there, and they have the cabins for hire there as well as thingy. And we have a new development here on Mulroy Bay. It's called actually the Mulroy Drive campsite, and they have big plans in the Park family for, they're going to be there, they have permission for building 10 huts on the Mulroy side of it, and then on the other side of it they have the camping van. So, I mean, there's a massive development tourism in the area, and that's why we see it as important for business and employment. If that's our main reason for being, is to promote the businesses and employment in the area. But, like, compared to 10 years ago, that is the big change, and the amount of variety of type of accommodation and for tourists coming into the area.
Another area, Paddy, that's significant in terms of employment is the whole dining area. And let's face it, we've seen a great advance in recent years, the number of restaurants in particular coming on stream. And there are some really great places to eat and drink all around the county. And the Mulroy Drive area is no exception.
Yes, well, we're very, very lucky and that. The facilities we have, we think we are very proud of them. We're very lucky to have an area. We have a variety of different types of restaurants and eateries, and like the different price ranges, different types of restaurants, and most of them they will all tell you they'll try and have as much fresh produce as possible and local produce. But the main thing that they do is employment. The one thing anybody in the business knows is it creates employment. You can't have a restaurant without giving employment, and that's what our group is about, is providing employment for the young people and to keep them in the area, and also to try and help them businesses to survive and to prosper.
You touched on it there. A lot of the visitors, they do want to get that local produce, don't they? And they want to come and sample stuff that is really, really fresh, and, you know, it makes such a difference.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, That is you're exactly right. But I mean, locally here in Mulroy, we have the Mulroy Mussels, and it started off small, just local men growing out in the bay, and it has developed into a massive big employment thing, first of all, but it also exports mussels now across the world. And Downing's, you have crab boats, and they're sending crab to out foreign to China and everywhere, and that's like the produce is there locally, and it's just a matter of letting people know about it. Even the local Kinnegar beer and at the Kinney, and now are from Rathmullen. You know, it's all local, and the produce is there, and most or all of the restaurants will try and develop the local produce.
You're listening to Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. My guest this week is Paddy Logue from Cranford, chairperson of the Mulroy Drive Tourism Group. Paddy, continuing on, I see that on the mulroydrive.com website that you have a section on events. It includes summer festivals, and certainly you'd like to see those involved in local events to contact you, to spread the word and to avail of your website.
Yeah, well, we have a section on it for that, just promoting that type of facilities. And there's nearly a festival in every town in Donegal all over July and August. And then you have things like the Donegal Rally, which is in the middle of June, which is kind of the start of the season, really, for a lot of businesses. Them type of things draw massive people into, and I think they're underestimated a lot, because like the Eagle Arts Festival, all, and even things like coastal runs and swims and 3-day events, and you have kayaking events, like that draws people, that a lot of tours come to them type of events. And it's not, we tend to think of them as local, but look at these on the website and say, right, that would be a race to target, or you had one in Glenveagh there last week, and it's a massive success. But like, that draws people and gives good publicity for the area, and it's something for them to do, because a lot of people could be runners, it could be swimmers, it doesn't matter. Like, there's something, there is facilities there for most people, and let them know what's on is important part of it.
The booklet that you have out, the Mulroy Drive booklet, contains a lot of information, but as it's a booklet, a publication, it's limited by the number of pages. And the beauty of having the website is you can add to things constantly, you can change them. And I know, Paddy, part of the way that you've been able to finance and fund this is that through advertising in the booklet, then people are able to get some exposure on the website as well.
Yeah, well, that is correct. And anybody that has an ad on the booklet, and as you say, the booklet is it's printed once a year, and but there's over 48 altogether, and they are free to, they can also advertise on our website. It's all included. It's not it covers the whole thing. So if they have any information or anything they want to put up, they can. Or if they have a festival in their area, we have a festival pages, and we have up, like this week it's the Lennon Festival, last week it was Kirriekeel, next week it'll be Kerrygart, and then you have Downing's, and then you have Rathmullen. Like, it's just a way, and whatever information they put up, then we have it for the visitor coming to know what's on, and it will just transfer to their website or to their Facebook page or whatever line of information they are providing.
Aside from the, I suppose, the direct tourism-related matters, you can also get a feel of the area. You have a number of subsections on the website. One of them is called Local Life and Services. So tell us, what does that include?
Well, Local Life and Services is basically stuff, are things that might not make the highlights, you have the main areas like the Glenveagh Castle, and you have the Mull at Letterkenny there. There'll be two of them in the Letterkenny area. But then you have other things like Jack Ban and Kerrygart, my own forge here at Logues of Cranford, the old forge there. Them things are sort of a step back in time type of thing. And I say, the Vannet Lighthouse is phenomenal. I mean, I was watching RT News there afterwards. The weather forecast was on, and there was a photograph of Vannet Lighthouse, two people walking to it. That type of thing is things that they can go to. You know, it's like there's a lot of them in the area, and it highlights as best we can anyway.
The Mulroy Drive itself, Paddy, we haven't actually spoken about the drive. I think it's about 35 kilometres long. For those people who aren't aware of it, give us a little bit of the detail of where you would start and what sort of area you're taking in.
Well, basically, you can start it probably anywhere, but if you were coming from Letterkenny, the first town you would be Mulford, and you can go either you head north towards Fannet. You can go by Cranford, and that'll take you towards Kerrygart, and then over the Harry Blaney Bridge, you cross over then. Fannet Lighthouse would only be 2-3 miles on to the north of that, but you can turn and come back up towards Kerrykeel and back to Mulford. It's steeped in history, and if you go onto the website, you'll see the history page, and you have the history of the McSweeneys and the O'Donnell. McSweeney controlled the clans here for 300 years, and the McSweeneys, and then the O'Donnell clan, the flight of the Earls, which went from Rathmullen. It is a strong connection in history as well as other things, like the connection we had, the five Earls of Leitrim. It's all on the history page as well, and then just a short information on them, and boats to Glasgow that was put on. So around that area, there's restaurants, bars, nightlife's strong, you know, so it's a good place to stay, and we brought in the Letterkenny area, because a lot of bed nights in Letterkenny, and there's maybe a place for them to go to and something to, you know, to do when they're in the area, because it's not that far, like 10-15 miles down the road.
And worth pointing out also, Paddy, that around the Mulroy Drive, there are actually dedicated viewpoints and people can stop, and there's information boards.
Yes. We were very lucky, as I say, back 10 years ago, we got great support from Faltia Ireland and from the Donegal County Council and the councillors. And they done up 6 of our laybys dotted around the Mulroy Bay, the tarmac them, and we had information boards on each lay-by, and they also then put 5 stones, they're rocks with aluminium boards on them, and they give historical information on each area. They're dotted around the bay as well. So now that, they're all on our website, and they're also on our map. Now, you mentioned the map earlier on. We're very lucky, but it was Faltia Ireland that had a company come in and designed that map, and it'll be updated every 2 years because information changes, and what's some places, new places opening up, other places may close. But that's the way the system goes. But we're very lucky in that direction that Faltia Ireland have come on board with that and helping us to promote that, because it's important that information is updated to keep, like, new places that would be opening up. Like we're here, and we have the Kerrygart Hotel here in Kerrygart just after opening, and new company and Kerrykeel has taken over the Knockalla, and they've changed the name to the Mulroy campsite. So it's all the change and development. That's why you need to stay on top of it, with upgrading every year or every 2 years.
And I see also and some great photography as well, Paddy. There's ancient sites, there's holy wells with illustrations, information about mass rocks, Doe Castle is there. Whilst a lot of the focus is trying to attract people to the region who are from outside Donegal, for many people inside Donegal, for people in Letterkenny or the south or the west of the county, if they don't know much about the Milford, Fannet, Mulroy Drive area, this is really an encyclopedia of knowledge. It has it all, and it gives people a great insight in a very easy-to-read format.
Yeah, well, as I say, it's a work in progress, and we will be developing all that information in the future. Like, it's not a finished product by no means. But we're happy with where we're at the minute, and like, we just after adding the Cathedral Choir to there in Letterkenny to it as well. And like, there is a lot of stuff in the area that locals would not even know about it until they actually go in and read about it. Like, and the history, like, if you're not interested in it, it's nobody is going to go on it. But there's a lot of people very interested in history, and look, the Holy Wells, like, and that was a booklet we had, and we thought it would be interesting to put them on, because it was a big thing in its day, and most of them are closed now, and but they're still there. And local farmers and that, you know, that would probably protect them. But it's just things that we felt that might be dying off, and that needs to be sort of let people know about it, you know. That's the main thing for that.
And the booklet itself, it's contained within the website, and you have what's called a flip book. Again, very easy to use. You just touch the corner of the page and it flips over onto the next one. What's the feedback been like that you've received?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that is a feature of it that people maybe haven't used or didn't know it was there as much as what it actually is. At the time, I didn't even know how that worked. As I said to you, I'm not a computer whiz kid, but I says, well, go off it. It sounds good. But it's actually working very good in practice, and people are getting used to it now. And it's reasonably simple to operate. And I think that's the main thing about it, easy to use and user-friendly.
Yeah, there's been a lot of thought put into it. I see as well that there's a QR code and people can scan in there and get more information. And have you been able to find out sort of where people are logging on and who's looking at it the most?
Yeah, well, we're very lucky. Whenever 2 years ago, we needed somebody to run the website, we're lucky. A young man, Barry Traherty here, he was well up in websites, and he come on board, and he's developed it. The QR codes now is very, we've got about 30. Printed ones, just we have them in different places, and if you touch them on the phone, it just goes straight into it. And that was that's an easy way of getting into the website rather than having to put in all the information. We have them also in all Fife Island offices, in Sligo, Donegal Town, and Letterkenny, and Letterkenny Lighthouse, and in Dunfanaghy. So it's easy to get into that way, and it's something I didn't even know about, Chris. I'm not, but it's just an easier way of navigating the system, I think.
The email is mulroydrive@gmail.com. So if you've a business in the area or an activity or a news item and you want to promote it, they should give you a buzz?
Yes, of course. We're delighted to get all the information. The more information we have, I feel the more successful our website will be. You don't have to be an advertiser on the site to send in information. You can, if we have it, we'll definitely get it up on the site. Or if you're running any kind of small event or any group, there's very good groups all based around our area. Like you have groups in Downing, Strathmullen, Kerry Garrett, Letterkenny, all promoting, and they're very, very welcome to use this website. If there's something they want to promote, if they think we're any help to it, they can put it on our website. They're more than welcome to do that. That's the idea of it. We want to promote anything that's of any interest, they think is of interest to their area or to their group. We will be delighted to upload it onto our website, you know.
Now, it is a very impressive website, and no doubt I think it could be used as a template for other areas. We've mentioned the Harry Blaney Bridge, and it has certainly been a major addition, because it means that people can cover a lot more ground in a shorter space of time because of the fact that spectacular bridge is there.
Yeah. It isn't, and it's a spectacular bridge to go over. I mean, you just, when you look look north to Melmore and south to up towards the top of Mulroy, you nearly see to the top of Mulroy Bay. It's definitely worth a visit, and it's a very important part of the Mulroy Drive. And at the beginning, it probably was the reason why we were formed, because if the Mulroy Bridge hadn't been there, the Wild Atlantic Way would have come up around Milford and probably would never have been formed. But it just shows how things can change, and we're delighted. But it is definitely a spectacular bit of engineering as well as development. But it opens up a whole area of Fannett.
And I suppose I can't let this pass without asking you about Loges of Cranford. And over the years, things have evolved, things have changed. We've seen different types of tourism. We've got a whole new breed of camper vans now and caravan sites. What are the biggest changes you've noticed in the last few years, Paddy?
Well, I suppose the volume of people coming. Like, we had a guest house back, my mother had a guest house, and it's closed over 20 years ago. But your season was from the 12th of July to the 15th of August. As I say, now it's lengthened somewhat. I would still love to get it a lot more people in May and June and September, October, but you didn't have anybody at that time. But also, as you say, the type of transport, type of holiday makers that are coming now, there's far more variety in what they're looking for. As I say, the people are looking for hill walking, beach walking, and they're coming in camper vans. You have to, like, even here at Loughs of Cranford, we have water and electricity just for half a dozen camper vans, so if they want to stop. And as I say, the old forge, which was falling down, and there was two minds what to do with it, so we just restored it to the way it was. And there might be people that just want to come in and just to, it's a sort of, it's a step back in time, and they can have a cup of coffee or just a pint of Guinness or whatever they want. But that's the type of tourist, that's the change that I would see in tourism, is the variety of things that they're looking for.
There are pressures on businesses. Inputs have gone up so much, be it electricity, the cost of employing people, food, everything has gone up. And yet the pressures are on there to provide that value for money, because there is a price point and a price sensitivity. But Donegal still does offer great value for money and great packages available. You can fly into Carrickfinn, you can hire a car, and there's so many options.
Yes, I mean, like, that's for now. There's no question that businesses over the last 3 or 4 years have been under massive pressure. Mainly, I think the main problem would have been the cost and the rising of electricity. That was the start of it, because when electricity goes off and when fuel prices go up, like that puts up electricity and everything. And it's very difficult to keep adding on increasing prices just because electricity goes up and stuff goes up. But I still think in Donegal we have the best value for money for tourism. We'd be a wee bit annoyed when we see the price of a pint of beer in Dublin at €10, but yet in Donegal it's about €5.50 to €6. Like, that's the type of thing that's, it's hard to sell to people that when you see it internationally, you see the price in Dublin, but it doesn't. Donegal is still, I think, and for accommodation, like, you'll not beat Donegal for prices for and the variety, but that's the part I think we are strong in, is actually the pricing, that we have better value for money. And we also, well, the facilities we have, compared to anybody else in the country, it's just every bit as good or better. But I do think, pricing-wise, I think we're still as competitive as any other county in Ireland with the facilities that we have.
And rounding things off, Paddy, just tell us the current tourism season. How's it shaping up from your perspective?
I would say it's steady. It kicks off now, as I say, you have the Northern Ireland holidays starting next this weekend, and that's a real booster time until the end of August. But there has been, I wouldn't say that it's gone up on last year. It definitely hasn't. All indications are that it's slightly down. But talking to the tales locally, Letterkenny, and that's where I live the books on once a month, they're holding their own.
And of course, we've traditionally relied on the northern tourist, but are we getting, particularly since COVID, are we getting more people from Dublin? Because we had the staycations and people weren't going away as much, and you hear people coming up from maybe Dublin who had never been to Donegal before, might have gone to Cork or Kerry or Galway, Connemara, the more traditional places for them. But once they've been up here once, they tend to return.
Well, again, I'll emphasise, I think it's the when they come here and they see the value for money and the pricing. And the roads have improved. I mean, like, it's just over a 3-year journey to Dublin. And I mean, if you go to any holiday destination, you'll spend 2 hours travelling from the airport to your destination in most places anyway, you know. But like, It is improving, and the old stigma of being away up here and out of the way is kind of dying away, thankfully. And we're getting more publicity nationally as well. As I say, when you see the like of Fannet Lighthouse on the news, and you see their beaches up on RT, and that's all, like, it has been promoted better. And but as I say, the problem for the like it's a massive county, like, and it's the biggest two counties, maybe somewhere else. But we are definitely, you can see the variety in tourist changing. And we are definitely getting more trade from Dublin now than we would have been, that's for sure.
And that was Paddy Logue, chairperson of the Mulroy Drive Tourism Group. If you want to find out more or wish to supply information that may be relevant to the website, you can email Paddy Logue and the committee at mulroydrive@gmail.com. That's mulroydrive@gmail.com. So that's it for this week. Thanks, as always, for tuning our way. I'll conclude in the usual fashion by wishing you a healthy, happy and profitable week ahead. Until the next time, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.